T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Penn Medicine Studios, Penn Medicine turning what if into what's next. I'm Matt Leon. Here's what's happening. A man was arrested for shooting and injuring two people at the Snyder Avenue Broad Street Line station Wednesday night. More now from KYW's Tim Jimenez, who tells us the shots were fired during a fight.
This all happened on the northbound side of the Snyder station about 9:30 at night. SEPTA police say a 30-year-old woman was meeting with the father of her child over a custody issue, and neither came alone. Police say a man accompanied the woman. Their relationship hasn't been made clear, while the other guy brought several people with him. Now, things got out of hand, and police say a fight broke out. And at one point, police say the guy who was with the woman fired shots. And not only did he hit her ex in the back, but he accidentally shot her in the leg. And both victims ended up in the hospital, and they're recovering. Philly police on patrol saw the alleged shooter run out of the station and onto the street. Officers caught up with him a few blocks away, and police say they also recovered a gun. The Snyder station has since reopened after it was closed last night as police went through the crime scene.
The Delaware man charged with stealing the thumb of one of the terracotta warriors on exhibit at the Franklin Institute in 2017 has reached a plea deal with prosecutors. Court documents show federal prosecutors have dropped the most serious charges of theft and concealment of an object of cultural heritage from a museum for Michael Rohana of Bear. He could have faced up to 30 years in prison if convicted on the original counts. Instead, he's expected to plead guilty to an interstate trafficking charge, which calls for a maximum 2-year prison term and $20,000 fine. Rohana is scheduled to enter a plea and be sentenced April 17th in federal court in Philadelphia. The U.S. Senate voted 68-23 to end the COVID-19 state emergency at the federal level. More on this from KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty, who spoke with a state senator who says it's time to do the same in New Jersey.
At this point, 3 years after the start of the pandemic, State Senator Michael Testa says there's nothing to fear from COVID aside from the abuse of power in Trenton.
Even the federal state of emergency is ending. Governor Murphy has absolutely no excuse to continue to cling and claw onto his emergency powers that his administration has abused for far, far too long.
Testa says it's no surprise to him that the two U.S. senators from New Jersey, Cory Booker and Bob Menendez, were both among the small minority who voted to keep the federal state of emergency.
They are willing to give up even their own power to allow the president of the United States to keep his emergency powers, just as the Democrat-controlled legislature did in the state of New Jersey.
He says checks and balances with the three branches of government are essential to a healthy democracy, and the emergency orders give too much authority to the executive branch.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro plans to increase funding for emergency dispatchers and first responders under a new proposal. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melworth the details.
Governor Shapiro's budget proposes a 35-cent increase to the 911 surcharge on wireless devices to generate over $50 million in additional funding for 911 centers across Pennsylvania to help meet staffing needs and equipment and technology upgrades.
Costs have risen by 23%. And while all of that has happened, the state contribution to this, the state investment in this, has remained flat.
Shapiro says one out of five 911 dispatcher positions across Pennsylvania is vacant. The money would also go to recruitment and retention, including mental health and wellness support for dispatchers. Montgomery County Emergency Communications Deputy Director Jennifer Cass says technology upgrades would allow them to use next generation 911, which can pinpoint the location of a caller similar to a rideshare app. It would also allow video calls.
This could give us an advantage to watch a caller performing CPR correctly instead of assuming they are doing it properly, just like you would FaceTime or video chat.
Shapiro's budget proposal would also allocate an additional $36 million for firefighters and EMS to upgrade equipment and technologies and boost salaries.
That's the All Local from the Penn Medicine Studios. Penn Medicine, turning what if into what's next. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.